Have you ever wondered how Flume manages to create these incredible pop moments again and again, but they are never just straight up? This Australian producer is always pushing boundaries. From his very first release on triplejunearthed.com back in 2011. Everything since has progressively gotten weirder and better. How does he manage to continually innovate? Today, we're diving into Say It from Flume's second album, Skin. This was a record that blew people away. It went platinum. It won 7 ARIA Awards, the J Award for Album of the Year, the Grammy for Best Dance Album, and it had this Hottest 100 number one. I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay. So I got it. So coming up in this episode, Harley Stretton will tell you how he makes music. He'll share what inspires him and the Australian legends. I'm watching you watch over me, and I got the greatest view for me. Who lent him a hand? I'm Linda Mariano. You're listening to Inspired, and this is Flume's 4 times platinum single, Say It, featuring Tove Lo. When you say it like that, got me falling right back. When you say it like that, let me fall. Harley, welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm feeling good. I'm ready for this. So tell me about the time in your life when you started to think about maybe I should work with Tove Lo, maybe there's a song that's going to come out of this.
Well, it actually started in 2014 and I just wrote a little chord progression. It was nothing much. It was just like a cute little chord progression and I just sat on my laptop for a little while.
And when you mention this chord progression, is this the chords that kind of start the song?
It's the main chorus chords.
Is it this moment here?
Yeah.
These are beautiful chords.
Oh, thanks.
Harley. So this sat for a little while.
And I was like, oh, I got to use those chords somewhere. I got to find a place because I really like them.
There's a real feeling to it as well when you hear it.
Hopeful or something, or sad, hopeful, crying. Then I put a little beat to it.
Here's a little bit of the beat that you're referring
to. Give me a little taste. Yeah.
Boom, boom. It's the double kick, man.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
So I was in Sydney and I went up to Newcastle because I was going to basically just do a couple days writing with Daniel Johns. Yeah, I stayed over at his place. We just worked on a bunch of music and I just kind of pulled up a whole range of different ideas, little things, bits and pieces. And this was one of the ideas I pulled up. He just sang a whole bunch of oohs and ahs and kind of got wild. And I cut them up, and that is actually that section of the song that's like, that thing is Daniel Johns' voice distorted and pitched up and like cut up.
Wow.
Yeah.
And was that the first time that you had met and were working with Daniel Johns?
Yeah, that was the first time.
How was it?
It was really cool. Yeah, he's got a really crazy house. It's like some drug dealer from the 80s kind of insane. He's got like there's like a squash court in there and like a little bridge over the pool, and it's beautiful view and super old school. Yeah, it was a really nice place to work because you could look out to the ocean. Once I kind of had that, I was like, all right, there's something really special here, and I really got to, you know, figure out what to do next. Again, it sat on the hard drive, and I went over back to LA, and this was around the time when I was like trying to finish the record, and I was like, all right, we need to, you know, we've got 3 months and I need to, you know, there's the deadline. I was with my manager, Nathan, and we went and saw 808 and Heartbreak Kanye at the Hollywood Bowl. We were having so much fun that we went to a bar after just to chat and hang out. We actually took these weed gummies, but they were actually super strong. So we were like, we need to go somewhere to just chill out. Anyway, we were sitting there and this song comes on the radio. I was like, this is so great. I need to work with this person. I love this track. Who is it? And we Shazammed it, and it was Tove. And
had you heard of her before that?
No, I hadn't heard of her at the time.
And what was it about her voice that you were drawn to?
She just had a really cool ear for melodies that were really poppy yet also really interesting. And I can't really explain it. It's just something that I just was really drawn to it. And she happened to be in LA as well. And within like 2 days, we were in the studio working together. We just got along really well, and I played her that track, and she started doing some vocals, and yeah, it kind of all just really just came together in a day like that and wrapped it up. You make me love the pain. Break my bed to make me wanna stay. I can't when you say it like that. Got me falling right back. Oh, oh, oh. When you say it like that. Oh, oh, oh. Let me fuck you right back. Oh, oh, oh. One of the things I love about Tove Lo, who's this great Swedish songwriter and singer, is that she sings in English and she's quite candid. Mm. She's quite overt in her relationships that she's going through, the hardships, the cool stuff that she's experiencing at the time. Yeah, she's pretty wild. I think you'd have to speak to her really exactly. I wouldn't want to speak on her behalf and muddle it up. But yeah, she's so much fun to work with, and she's just like got an amazing vibe in the studio. We've actually done a bunch more since then, just worked with her and, you know, just writing bits and pieces here and there, but she's a very talented songwriter.
And are you sitting there and coming up with some of the melodies and words that go with them as she is too? Because
yeah,
this song's got really structured verse, the bridge is so dynamic, and then into that chorus.
Well, it's funny actually, because the way I do it is different. I did it with Rushing Back, Never Be Like You, and Say It. What I do is I show them about 6 or 7 or 8 different songs that I've made. They just have no vocal. It's just a really simple drum beat and chords. And then I get them to sing on the first one, just the first thing that comes to their head, record it, pick out the good bits, then go to the next one and repeat. So then I've got, you know, 8 vocals with the good bits selected. Then I put them all into a folder. Then I drag them into the song we're working on, and I transpose them so they're all in the same key. So now I've got all these amazing melodies from all these different chord progressions, all these different songs and with different BPMs and different pitches and all that, but all in the same key, in the same pitch, because they're warped and so, yeah, you know, figure it out together. It's a really kind of meticulous, clinical kind of procedure. It's really great for getting ideas on things that people wouldn't have otherwise. It kind of puts them in a different headspace.
And almost takes that pressure off you looping the same beat and loop and going, come up with a verse now for this and now come up with a chorus.
It does. It does.
It's like structured experimentation.
Yeah.
It's almost like structured freedom.
It gives them the freedom to just relax and be like, I'm just going to loo la la, la la la. And it's like, that's when the best stuff happens.
And I love her delivery in this song as well. I remember hearing the chorus the first time, and when she does the I can't line, mm-hmm. I think it's
when you say it like that, oh, oh, oh. Got me falling right back, oh, oh, oh.
All of the R's, all of the I can'ts in the my bed make me want to stay in the verse. The delivery is really something special that you brought out.
Yeah, I mean, that's Tove. Like, she's a pro.
And what happened from there when you were able to hook up with Tove Lo, you got in there, you played around with a bunch of her vocals, you eventually got them into a structure that you were happy with. Then what?
Yeah, so I got it into a structure I was happy with, but then I was like, oh, it needs some, it's missing like a good bridgey kind of thing. I'm not sure. It's just missing something. It's like so close. I'm not sure what it is, so it just kind of sat there for a little longer. It really sits around a long time, doesn't it? These songs are just, just drag it out. I was in Sydney again. So I actually met up with Julian Hamilton from the Presets.
Raoul, you're really bringing in all right? the big guns for this.
This is the thing. This is why I wanted to pick this song. It's got a lot of people. There's characters in this.
Mm.
Usually it's just like me. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, it just felt right. So I just did it. And we just did it on the day or whatever.
Okay, so now Julian Hamilton.
So
from
now
the
Julian Hamilton
has gotten
now
into
his
a piece of
now
this.
He's in there, and we were just doing a session. I just like to show him stuff as well because I'm like, hey, I've got this. What do you think? And he's like, he just reimagines things sometimes.
It's amazing how cohesive it ends up sounding after you say that you were picking it apart and moving it around and stuff. And one of the other things that I think really works about this song is that there's such a beauty in the tension and the release of this. There's pauses, there's moments where the notes are really sustained and they really go with the melody of the vocals, but then you've got these huge splattering drops.
Splattering drops.
Yeah. Can I reveal what one of my favourite details in this song is?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I've had some fun going through the moments that make up Say It by Flume. I think this is my favourite moment. And then the final chorus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the little rises.
Yeah.
Love a riser.
I feel like you would have been so detail-oriented that you really would have thought about each and every time that the bits and pieces come in to create the intensity in the song.
Yeah, I mean, I always try and make a section where that happens. I just feel like it's really great to kind of bring it back to nothing so that when it comes back in again, it really has that impact. And I think that's something that music production you can really do.
It creates the lean-in effect.
It does.
It's why you pause when you do sentences and it makes people go, what's happening next?
See, that's a very eloquent way of describing it.
That's what we do.
Boom, you got it. That's it, the lean-in effect.
Well, to wrap up this chat with Flume, to talk about Inspired and the things that went into making Say It featuring Tove Lo, let's get to the moment that the song was coming out and the climate of Flume at the time. It was released as the third single from the album Skin. So this was in the aftermath of putting out songs like Never Be Like You and Numb and Getting Colder featuring Kuchka. This was a pretty wild time in your life. Do you remember what it was like when this song came out and the album was born into the world?
It was a bit of a blur, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is chaos. I was just so relieved. It was a pretty beautiful time, I gotta say.
The warmest feeling.
It's a great time.
And what about the energy in playing this song live?
Oh, yeah, it always goes down a treat. It's really lovely.
Flume, Harley, thank you so much for coming in and doing Inspired to talk about the making of an interesting, intricate song called Say It featuring Tove Lo. Harley, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Linda.
Break my bed to make me want to stay. I can't bite me, babe. You make me love.
it, featuring Tove Lo by Flume for Inspired. Thank you for listening to this episode, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the full podcast so you can find a whole ton of other eps, like the time that I spoke to Hayden James about his song Just Friends. It started off just a touch innocent. The details of this song, and I spoke to Hayden James about one of the main elements that really makes the song pop, the little bit. So this bit.
It just really works because it carries the whole song, it goes through the whole track. So yeah, I think that's stuff like that. Like for me, like to make it really poppy and like really accessible and exciting to start with something where people automatically start singing it is very important. I think I did it once and I was like, oh, that's perfect. I don't need to do that again.
So be sure to check out that episode with Hayden James if you're interested. I'm Linda Mariano. I'll catch you soon. Wake up, your tight horizontal beat.